Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, this is Roland Trujillo with Shedding Shackles. All glory and honor to God the Father, and to His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to personally wish you, and our producer Jeremiah does too, we both want to wish you a joyous and peaceful and lovely holiday season. Incidentally, Jeremiah is the producer of this program, and he plays all the beautiful music that you hear. Jeremiah has worked hard and has earned himself a little degree, and he's going to reveal what it is at the end of the program. So we're grateful to him for his music. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the danger of resentment. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Our Heavenly Father, holy is your name. Let every Christmas light remind us of the night when thy dear Son was born. Hi, everyone. I want to start by reading you a little Bible verse. And here it is. It's from the Epistle of Peter. Actually, the second Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, verse 19. It says, "For by what anyone is overcome, by this he is enslaved." I want to paint for you a picture, or let's outline a little scenario, and the things that happened to you and the things to which you yielded are surely going to be different than what I'm describing here. But I want you to get the idea, to get the general principle, and then you can apply it to your life and see what has happened to you. Let's say there's a teenager at home, and her mom starts yelling at her, accusing her and blaming her. The daughter has been through this many times before. It's a weekly thing, and she hates her mom. Yeah, she hates her mom, because her mom has become a wit. And how did that happen? Well, most likely it's because she resented her daughter's dad. Maybe he was no good and ran off, or maybe he's an okay guy, but she hated him anyway. He didn't have something that she needed, and she hated men because of what men had done to her before she got married, and so she resented him. And it made her witchy, and mom hated dad, and then she took it out on her daughter. Yelled at her and screamed at her, and the daughter hated her, and ran into her room and slammed the door, and threw herself down on the bed, and had mean, angry thoughts about how she hates her mom. Now, she shouldn't do that, of course. Yeah, her mom is very hateable. There's no question about it. But that doesn't mean we have to. But after all, she's just a child, a teenager, and she's undergone a lot of abuse, and she hates her mom. Thoughts come to her mind, and they solace her. And then she turns on the radio, and there's some music, and she starts listening to the music, and it comforts her. Then she reaches for a candy bar in her desk and takes that out. It comforts her. It solaces her. It makes her feel better. And then her friend calls and she tells her friend, and her friend agrees with her. And her friend comforts her, supports, and is supportive. And then she puts the television on or YouTube and watches some stuff. And it's distracting and entertaining. And it takes her mind off of how much she hates her mom. So I think you got the idea. So now let's look at the situation. Because she resented her mom, she was overcome by her mom. She was overcome. Her mom was too much for her. The daughter could have been gracious, could have overlooked, could have felt the pain of being yelled at and accused, but not hated. But it was too much. It overcame her. And she gave in to resentment and hate. All right, so she was overcome by her mom. In a sense, you could say she was defeated by her mom. And now, as it said in James, she becomes a slave of her mom or is subject to her mom. From that point on, unless she finds salvation from it, she will be subject to her mom. And years later, yeah, it's all been pushed under the carpet. and they almost seem like they like each other. But it's all an intimidation thing, and it's out of guilt. Guilt. See, then she becomes enslaved by the guilt for having hated her mom, you understand?
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
So I could go on and on about all the different ways we become enslaved through resentment and through guilt and so on, but that's just the bottom line. But then I want you to see that the comforts also enslave. Why? Because she gave in to them. She yielded to them. See, she yielded to the false comfort, if you will. In other words, in the state that she was in, resentful and hateful, any comfort that she accepts or yields to or gives in to, see, the candy that she gave in to, the music she gave in to and yielded to, and the thoughts that helped her to float away, see, with them, and the friend who supported her, she gave in to that temptation, to that comfort, and after that, she becomes a slave to the food, to the friends, to the music. Do you see? Anything that overcomes us, or to put it another way, anything we yield or give ourselves up to and yield ourselves up to, like the comfort, for example, it has overcome you. So now she's overcome by the parent who she hated, or people like her mom who she hates, and she's also overcome by the comforts that she has yielded to support her and solace her in her angry, fallen state. So it's not the food, the entertainment, or the friends themselves. It's the misuse of them. The misuse of them to support our ego in its resentments and judgments, and to provide an undeserved comfort when we're angry and resentful at others. So we misuse those things, and we even misuse our thoughts. We revel in our thoughts and wallow in our thoughts, which comfort our angry and wounded pride. But remember the words of James, to whatever you yield yourself up, to that you are enslaved. You have to supply the details in your life of who it was you hate, who overcame you. See, you go out on the schoolyard, and there's a bully. And yeah, you could have stood up to him. Maybe he would have knocked you down, but you would have stood up to him. Okay, maybe you would have won. Maybe, you know, he would have stepped back. A lot of times bullies are cowards at heart, so he might have taken a step back. But instead, you resented him, and then you ran. See? So whether you win or lose, it's resentment that hurts you the most. Because when you resent, you lose patience, you lose your courage, you lose your virtue. If you can hold your ground or win graciously or lose graciously without resentment, you still can walk away with dignity and with your head held high. Graceful in victory, graceful in defeat. But if you become resentful and run, then for the rest of your life, you'll resent that moment and you'll resent people like the one that intimidated you. And until the day comes, and it may never come, where you can face that situation again and this time not resent, until that day comes, you are subject to that type of situation, that type of confrontation, that type of intimidation because of the resentment. Now, a lot of times what we try to do is we try to best that which overcame us, so we struggle with it. You struggle with people like your mom or other people like the person on the schoolyard who intimidated you, or we struggle with food, or we struggle with our pleasures and with our vices and with our drugs, and we struggle with all of these things, all the things we hate, all the things that we thought we loved but then enslaved us, you become enslaved to all of them, and you struggle with them, and the more you struggle, they only get stronger. Because why? Because they have already bested you. They have already defeated you. See, you were defeated that first moment. It may have been long ago, but that very first moment when you could have overlooked, but instead you hated. You could have just then bared the pain of having been defeated, but instead you reached for something to comfort you. So you were twice defeated. So now, all you can do is struggle with those things, but they already have first position. They already defeated you, and it's easy for them to defeat you a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth time. Even if you would knock somebody down, then you would just have become like they were. You don't regain your character that way. Your honor, your dignity, your poise, your virtue, your innocence. You don't regain it by knocking them down or by struggling with food or struggling with your drug, struggling with your alcohol, struggling with your marijuana, struggling with whatever it is that comforts you. Yeah, you struggle with it, but you don't regain your innocence. It's already defeated you. You see? Now you're just struggling with it. And that's why it keeps coming back. You overcome it, and then a week later, a month later, a year later, there it is again. See? And when you become weakened, see? So then you go out in the world, and all of a sudden here comes somebody like your mom that you hated, or your dad who you hated, or the person on the playground who you hated. There they are, somebody just like them. They may not be the same kind of person, but they look like them or sound like them or talk like them. And you hate them. Or they intimidate you. And now you're defeated again. See? And so now you look for comfort again. And now you thought you had overcome your food problem. You thought you had overcome your marijuana problem. See? But now that food or that marijuana looks so enticing. In your resentful state, resentful over having once again lost. So you reach for it again, and it comforts you, and again it defeats you. You understand? All right, I've made my point. So you need to understand the principle. If you need to listen to this program again, then you should, so you can see how it applies to you.
Hi. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched on YouTube. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple. At SheddingShackles.com.
Now, let's take a step back and let's look at it from a different perspective. Christ came into the world to save us. To save us from what? To save us from the devil, the dark side, whatever you want to call it, that stands behind many of these temptations, that appeals to your ego one way or the other. And to overcome the temptations and to overcome your having lost your honor, your virtue, your innocence, your graciousness, your courage, whatever you lost. So he came into the world to save us from sin. Whatever sin is, he came to save us from that and from all the other aspects of it. And he overcame them all. He overcame the devil. He overcame the temptations. He never failed. He overcame all the symptoms that arise from people's failings, their heartaches, their unhappiness, their physical condition, their economic condition, their psychological condition, their relationship, their marriage, everything that's fallen apart, all the things that have gone wrong as a result of their defeats, and then looking for false comfort. He overcame them all. And then he overcame death. He overcame everything. So now, here's what you need to do. You've been spending so much time and effort struggling with the symptoms of your failings, struggling with the people themselves, struggling with people that look like or appear like or sound like the people who you were defeated by. See, struggling with your comforts and your addictions and your pleasures that offer you solace and to which you yielded. See, they bested you, they overcame you, and now you're a slave of them. See, so you've been struggling with them. But if you would take a mental step back and spend 1,000th of the time and energy on learning to sit quietly and refine your calm center of dignity, refine your Creator and His inner light, which you now know as conscience or anxiety, but which is your intuition. It's what you know in your heart. You have to refine that. Refine Him. And to do that, you have to find the protocol of submission. How to submit to Him. You've submitted to, you've been bested by and defeated by all these other people and temptations and pleasures and comforts. You've submitted to them, and you've submitted to your emotions and to those thoughts that torment you, those negative thoughts. You've submitted to them, and you've thrown in the towel, and you've submitted to your angers and your rages, and now you're a slave of them. See? All right. So now, instead of submitting to everything else, why don't you find the way to submit to your Creator? Find the protocol of submission to Him, which includes wanting to know the truth and being willing to admit the truth, and being willing to see the truth about yourself and your fallen condition and how low you've fallen, how low you've sunk, to see that without resenting it, without resenting yourself, without resenting the people that started it, without resenting all your false comforters and friends. See it all, see everything for what it is, but don't resent it, and be willing to admit the truth quietly in your heart to your Creator. And then, wanting to know the truth and willing to admit the truth, and see, and yearning for the truth, see, you've tried your way, it hasn't worked. Now, how about letting God do it? Why not His way? And that way is to become still and cry out to your Creator. And He will answer with light. He will shine His light upon you and your life. And you will see yourself in that light, and you will see your own wrong. Yeah, you'll see you hated your mom. You hated your dad. See, you took it out on your little brother or sister. You were selfish, see, and you sought comfort in the world, and you became addicted to it, and then you hated it. See, you'll see all of that, and now seeing it, it makes you sorry. You're sorry to see you're wrong, but you're glad to see it. It's a sad glad. You're sad to see you're wrong, but you're glad to see it. You want to come clean. You just want to come clean. And God does not despise a repentant heart. So He will repent. You see, there's something that's, see, you've tried to save yourself. You always tried to save yourself from your vices and your addictions and everything else. Now let Him save you. Stop trying to save yourself. Let your hair down. See, just be a regular person. Let him humble you. Let Him show you the truth quietly. You'll see it, and you'll shed a tear, and maybe some sobs, and you're sorry to see your own wrong, but you're glad to see it, all right, in His light. And there's, see, so yeah, you feel shame, but it's a sweet shame, because it's before your Creator. He is good. He is honorable. It's not a shame to feel shame before your Creator in your heart when He shows you. See, He's there. You know He's there because He shows you you're wrong. You also see that He doesn't hate you. He just wants you to see it and be sorry, and then wipe the tears from your eyes, and you come over to His side. There's a change in the polarity of your soul in that instant, in that timeless moment. You change. You have a change of polarity of your soul, and instead of inclining toward the comfort, inclining toward the lie, inclining toward pride, now you incline toward your Creator, and He helps you to come aboard His team. When your Creator has you in tow, He takes over. He's in charge, and the rest of your life will be a discovery process of discovering many wonderful things. First, you have to see your own wrong, of course, but then just discover many beautiful and shining truths. And a letting go. You begin to see all your symptoms and all of your issues and all of the struggles and the tensions that you've had, all because you were trying to save yourself. And you hated other people. But see, look, you hated them because they showed you your own cowardice. They showed you your weakness. You hated them for that. But look, all they did was reveal your own wrong. See? So in a way, they did you a favor. You got a chance to see your own wrong. The only thing is you resented it and hated it and didn't want to see it. Then you reached for comforts and they enslaved you. And then you hated them also. Now you just have to see that all this hatred and seeking pleasure and comfort, you got to see that all of that has come about through your weakness. And now all you have to do is submit to your Creator. Let Him take charge and stop trying to save yourself. And He will take you through a process beginning with repentance that leads to, well, it leads to wonderful, wonderful thing. And then, because see, Christ already won the victory. It's already been won. The enemy has been defeated. All you have to do is accept God's grace, which is there. And now that you're willing to admit you're wrong and be sorry in your heart and come over to your Creator and let Him take charge, now you will have grace. And then you go out into the world and you go about your life as a mom or a dad, as a worker, a student, whatever you are. And then there will come an opportunity. There will be someone who you once hated, someone like your mom who you once hated. And now you will be able to face them without resentment, without hate. See, now there will come the temptation that you always reached for to comfort you. There it is. You always reached for it. It always defeated you. Now, you'll be able to quietly say no and let it pass. Here comes someone. In the past, you would have hated them. You would have resented them. You would have been angry at them. And now, in this wonderful moment, you're not resentful toward them. You're not angry at them. And the moment passes, and you are victorious. Or rather, what is in you now, because you've come over to God's side, it has overcome the temptation. You see, remember, it says in the Bible, it says, resist not evil, overcome evil with good. And it's not your good, but it's God's good, and it's Christ's good. And now it is there, and by it, by God's grace, and by Christ's victory, you too now are victorious. And a moment comes when here comes someone like in your past. They intimidated you with something and you would have cowered or gotten angry. Now you stand your ground. You boldly say, now, just a minute. You speak your mind, but not with anger, not with resentment, You just speak the truth, and it changed. Everything's changed. Everything has changed. Now you walk away with dignity, with your head held high. And the person benefits too. If they're an incorrigibly bad person, well, from now on, they're going to be a little bit more cautious about what they say to people, because they're afraid of encountering someone like you, an honest person, who you will now be. Or if, you know, they too are a slave. See, they're a slave of what's gotten into them and enslaved them. And they've been a slave of it. And now the good in you sets them free. They are set free by the good in you. How they will respect you, and how they will be able, now free, to come over to the good side. So it's all good. Everything that happens from now on is good. So it's so beautiful. It's almost beyond words. So I encourage you to try the little meditation to help you to get out of your thoughts. See, they enslave you now. And you're reacting to them, and you're yielding to them. So you have to learn how to stand back from them. With God's help, with His grace, and with the help of the little, the little exercise, you can make a good start. The meditation is free. It's at your disposal. It's my gift to you. And I wish with all my heart that you might refine your Creator and begin a wonderful journey toward what He has in store for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This Christmas season, take the time to tell someone how much you appreciate them. You'll find that you will feel better as a result. Merry Christmas from Roland and Dr. Jeremiah Trujillo.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.